Big Daddy.
George Thorogood.
You got it.
You're a bad man.
That's what they tell me.
You are a bad man, and welcome to Sioux City, Iowa. We're certainly looking forward to seeing you Saturday night, my friend.
And likewise.
It's a nice venue. You're going to play this new Hard Rock. Beautiful stage, nice and intimate. You're going to tear the roof off this place.
We only work the best.
You, speaking of which, I saw Jimmy Thackeray just about a month ago on the same stage you're going to be playing. I know you're a friend of Jimmy Thackeray. I knew you were coming, so I wanted to ask you this question. I've heard a story about you and Thackeray way back. I'm going way back in the day that you were playing in bars across the street from each other, and you met in the middle of the street and swapped guitars. Is there any truth in that story?
First of all, he was playing in a bar. I was playing in a top of the level venue nightclub. He was playing in a bar. I was not playing in a bar. I was playing in a class number one top of the line venue like the one I'm going to do in Sioux City. And as usual, Jimmy Thackeray is trying to steal my thunder, as always. We didn't trade guitars. We switched guitar chords. We timed it so we were both playing the same song. And it was all the Nighthawks' idea, not our idea. So I had to leave the stage from the club in Georgetown, walk across stage in the traffic, and there's Thackeray changes guitars to chords, guitar chords. And I went back into his place, Desperados, right?
Right.
You with me?
Yeah.
And everybody started cheering. The roof went right off the place when they saw me. Thackeray came into my club. Everybody started booing.
What? Well, okay, hold it a second now. You
know why they were booing?
Why?
Because the Nighthawks' wives and girlfriends were in my club.
Well,
he was playing in a bar, okay?
Right.
I was playing in a top-of-the-line venue nightclub. Understood?
Understood.
I'm giving you the facts, baby. I'm giving it to you straight.
Well, so you started the song off at the same time. You went and met each other and switched.
Yeah, they had it all planned all
wow,
day, all week. I had no say in it. I said, okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, it's funny. Something to talk about. It's pretty cool, man. I've actually met you a number of times through the past. I've been doing this as long as you have. And I was looking on the internet a couple of weeks ago, actually, and I saw your daughter playing guitar. She's a pretty good guitar player, my friend. You must have taught her well.
You know, I really just taught her very little. She's pretty much picked it up most of it on her own.
You know, when I first started getting into you, I mean, you were doing, you know, all the old, the old House Rent Boogies and the Who Do You Loves and the Howlin' Wolf and the Elmore James and all that stuff. Your background, obviously, is with those old blues masters, but is there anybody out there now, today, in the blues? You keep up on the new music. Who's some artists out there that are tripping your trigger? Who's tripping Georgie's trigger today? What kind of music out there?
Well, I like that guy, Jack Johnson. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's not that new anymore. But
no.
He's new to me. I mean, he's newer than Robert Johnson is.
Well, yeah, that's how you got your start, was Robert Johnson, right?
Well, that's where it all started from,
yeah.
From him.
You know, I want to say this to you, and with somebody that's been doing it for, over 40 years, I hate to bring that up to you, but, you know, 15 million albums later, for you still to take the time with the media and everything, it's very cool, and I just wanted to give you a pat on the back for it. Not everybody who has achieved the kind of success that you have takes the time to talk with us about the stuff you're doing, so I appreciate it, and the media appreciates it, man.
Well, I appreciate the interest, Big Daddy, because you know, that's part of the gig these days. I mean, there's so many acts out there and so much going on that if you're going to be media shy, your act could be left by the wayside. So you got to keep up with that sort of thing.
If you've never seen a George Thorogood concert, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, we're talking with George Thorogood on the Big Daddy and Reader program. If you've never seen a live Thorogood show, it is a real treat. And the venue that you're going to be playing in at this brand new Hard Rock is an intimate showing. I'm so looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see you Saturday night.
Well, thank you, Big Daddy.
You take care of yourself. We will see you down the road in a couple days, and have a safe flight in, and look forward to seeing you, pal.
Rock and roll never sleeps. It just passes out.